not CCR. Somebody else is singing CCR's song. What is this?
I think they're both doing it together. I think it's Fogerty and Jackson.
What?
Alan Jackson what? and John Fogerty together. So this is Fogerty
here.
What
I grew up with. That sounds pretty good.
We listen for a little twang and you'll know it's back to Jackson. I thought they did. I am not a big fan of cover songs. There's very few that I hear and I'm like, man, that's better than the original. And it can't stop. This one's not quite there. I think
it's
the original
pretty good,
better,
though.
But it's... I wouldn't turn it off.
I hope the music is putting a smile on your face. And we're asking all of our educated Rosie on the House listeners to text us at 411-923 to tell us what is the number one defect found in Arizona homes in the home inspection process.
I got a lot of guesses so far. Non-permanent work, insulation, window defects, termites, foundation, cracking, GFCIs, roofs, dry rot, mold, heaving, cracks. One person said inspectors.
Well, we're here with Inspector Mr. Dave Whitera of Seal of Approval Inspection Services from Tucson, and I want to talk some more about some of the things you've seen, some of the most horrible things you've seen in inspection. But before we do, we had Bob calling, and he was having trouble with a air conditioning blower motor.
And before you get to Bob, so we had Ron called in during the break.
Yeah.
He said, Jennifer, I am a Packers fan, and there are a lot of us here. And what Rosie,
Rosie?
We actually have a filter in our database management specifically for Wisconsin homeowners because there's so many.
Well, then you better, here's what he says
what
you should say then.
Oh, what should I say?
May the best man win, and may the officials have nothing to do with the outcome.
Amen.
Yeah, okay. All right. I like the second part of that.
Yeah.
Okay. With that said, let's see if we can bring Bob back into the conversation, hook him up to Brad Porter of Integrity Air Conditioning, who we were able to get on his cell phone while he's out goofing off on Saturday, and we're going to drag him into the conversation, make him go to work here for a minute. Bob, we got you back on, buddy.
Thank you very much.
You're there, and Brad. Have we got Brad? It's a new phone system, so we're flying on the guests here.
I'm here.
Okay, super. Okay, Bob, all I want you to do is repeat the symptoms and let Brad ask you a chain of questions here and see if we can pin it down for you, buddy.
Okay, I have a train unit air conditioner on the roof, and I've got a blower motor that just has a mind of its own. It just, if it's on auto, I can have the thermostat off position, heat or cool, and then on auto. And the fan just kicks on for like maybe 5 or 6 seconds and it shuts off. Then it'll wait 5 or 6 minutes. It kicks on and shuts off. And it's not necessarily rhythmic. I don't know if it's a thermostat issue or something wrong with the brain on the air conditioner itself.
How old is the unit?
Oh, it's probably about 5 years old now.
And is it all electric or natural gas?
Oh, it's all electric, heat pump.
If it's all electric, you almost have to have a shorted wire somewhere because there's nothing in that unit that would actually tell it to come on. With one possible exception, train does have an add-on fan control that they use in some situations to qualify for rebates, and it's not a real reliable control. But that's about all it could be. You either have a shorted wire or you've got a bad fan control in the unit. It's unlikely that it's the thermostat. It's almost got to be in the wiring.
Okay.
Well, that's what Dave here in studio thought. I'm not a good enough air conditioning man to know. So Brad Porter of Integrity Air Conditioning, thanks for letting us interrupt your Saturday, my friend.
You bet. You can come over and help trim these trees if you want.
I'll get Romy right on it. I'll get Romy right on it.
Trim it to the ground. I got one trim, permanent.
Well, come on over, Romy.
All right.
Thanks, Brad. All right, Bob, I hope that helped. That's what we can do here at Rosie on the House. No matter where you are in the state of Arizona, if you've got a question about your house, home, castle, or cabin, and I can't get a good answer rolling around in my Rolodex upstairs between my ears, then we can always reach out to one of the Rosie certified contractors located almost throughout the entire state of Arizona. We have one of them here in studio this morning, Dave Whitera, Seal of Approval Inspection Services from Tucson. I can't imagine some of the things you've probably seen. I mean, I have a few pictures of things I saw, and I would go to a Circle K and buy a $3 camera just to get a picture of it. Now, of course, now my phone does that, so that's kind of nice. But unbelievable stuff.
I never stop being amazed. One of the things that a lot of people don't understand, when I'm a home inspector, I see 1,000 houses a year practically. And I don't always remember them from day to day, but the one thing that always stands out in my mind, that never two are alike. Every story has its own story to tell, and I'm kind of the bard here that writes down the story and gives it to the client. And whether it's a happy story or a sad story or any kind of story, it's important that we get it documented. And that's really what I do for my clients, is that I get them something tangible in their hands that they can sit back in the privacy of their own home and look at it, digest it, and say, hey, is this something for us? Can we handle this? That's the point of the inspection, is getting information and good information to the client. Some of the horror stories that we found, I do a lot of student housing. And I got kids just like you. You have your son right in here. So I always think, when I do student housing, I think of my own kid. And I think safety first. And so oftentimes, student housing is turned over at a tremendous rate. Kids come in for a semester. They move in. They move out. It's constant turnover. And a lot of deferred maintenance happens in that turnover, where they don't take the time to actually go through and do a safety check. Simple enough, is just testing your HVAC, testing your hot water systems, looking at the system itself. Are there anything standing out that say red flags? Corrosion, odd smells. And these are often overlooked. And these are where I find some of the most ghastly ones. The one I found that's in my memory the most, and Kimmy was aghast when she saw it, was a student housing hot water tank, interior install, piped into the inside and sealed behind a wall. There was no access to this. And the only reason...
Oh, my God.
It was... And
the hidden water heater.
A hidden water heater. And I asked the renter, the student, I said, where's your water tank? She says, well, I think it's over behind that wall somewhere. And so I got my tools out and got my zip gun out. I started undoing screws and pulling the paneling off the wall. And I finally removed the wall, and standing before me was the water heater with no flue attached.
Gas water heater. No flue.
No flue, just pumping carbon monoxide into the house. Someone asked me, I said, well, what kind of fine is that? I said, that's $1 million fine. He says, no, that's not $1 million to fix that. I went, yeah, it's $1 million suit if somebody gets sick or is sickened by this. Yeah, you could be looking at a huge suit. So for our landlords out there, keep in back of the mind that you got to every now and then, hey, send me out there. I will give you a complete report on your rental property, what's going on, what needs to be fixed, what doesn't need to be fixed. But it's like getting a health checkup. You go to the doctor once a year and the doctor checks you over, and hey, it's a lot easier for you to treat something early in symptoms than it is to treat it later in symptoms. And that's kind of what home inspection is. I'm a general practitioner. I'm not your surgeon. I'm not going to perform the surgery, but
you've got the specialist to refer to should they need it.
And the important point is identifying these defects and getting them treated early, as opposed to letting them continue on and becoming much larger projects to deal with down the road. So that's a good point of inspection, is finding these and identifying these items early enough so that you can take care of them, so they don't become a hazard.
I haven't sold a home in a long time. But the next home I sell, I'm gonna get a I'm going to get an inspection before I even list it.
And it makes sense. I was reading an article not too long ago where they were saying pre-buyer inspections, where you get a home inspection before you sell the house, and almost 95% of those clients are getting their asking price on the house. And this is great. I go in, we go, and we find the defects that any competent home inspector is going to find, and it allows you to deal with them before you get an offer on a house. That's often one of the most tenuous times in a home deal, is after that a client makes that initial offer on the house, the home inspector comes in, I find 10, 15 different defects in the house that could have been fixed prior, and immediately you're into a negotiation.
You're negotiating.
So you're That's negotiating. Right. And I'll be honest with you, I've been in the finance business, and people negotiate in round numbers. You got a defect in the wall, it's $500. You got a defect in the ceiling, it's $1,000. It may or may not be. Chances are most construction projects don't end in zero numbers, but in the negotiating end, I can tell you very much they do.
So there's a couple of areas where home inspections may not regularly be considered. For landlords in between tenants, have the property checked out. Buy sellers, before you list the property, check it out,
have
get the work
out.
Done, and you'll be ahead of the game.
And the big point for the sellers is that they try to get their close to their asking price as they can, and a home inspection helps you get that, only because it eliminates most of the little items that you're going to be haggling over, have them done. Another good point where I get asked a lot, buyers will say, or sellers will say to me, Dave, I want to remodel. I want to put a new kitchen. I want to put a new tile floor. And I go, look, let's just go through and let's just inspect the house and find out what's wrong with it first. I said, those are the dollars that you want to put in to get your money back out. And they ask me, well, what won't I get if I remodel the kitchen? And here's the sad fact, folks. Not everybody's taste is the same. What I think is great looking, you might think is, oh, my God. So leave that to the buyer to decorate their house. Put your money in getting the house up to specs.
What kind of investment are we making in a home inspection?
For about a 2,000 square foot house, you're going to probably be around $350.
There you go. We've got people lining up from Tucson that want to talk to you right now. Let's bring Tim into the conversation. Wants to talk about insulating a particular style of Tucson home that's very popular down there. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning. I have an older house, and it has solid concrete block wall. Very cold in the winter, very hot in the summer. And my thought was to stud out the walls, insulate, and put sheetrock. But then we pull the bed away from the wall, and there's condensation on the wall. If I do that studding, that's just going to cause a problem down the road, I assume, correct?
Condensation is, we're going to have to find the source of that moisture for sure before we start covering it up and trying to lay additional vapor barriers in there and whatnot. What part of Tucson are you in, Tim?
Just off of I-10 and I-19, right in the middle there.
Right in the belly of the beast, huh? Condensation inside a concrete wall, and that's and Mike Reish is like showing me it, Rosie. It's break time. So Tim, for an error-free, mistake-free show, I'm gonna have to put you on hold. So we only pass up the exit time by about 46 seconds. That's not bad.